Judy, thanks a lot. It's Bill Left and it's Wendy Snyder. It's Wednesday. That means we are joined by Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD. Hello, Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD.
Good to join you.
Nice to see you. Mowing down on a Shake Shack burger.
Not bad, wouldn't you agree?
I will tell you, I went, a mutual friend of all of ours, I went to have lunch with him today, and that was where we were going. We were heading there.
Yeah.
Line around the block.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, I'll just wait 2 weeks or come in and have one here.
Well, I'd say that the tables have turned. Typically, like, I'll bring in food or we'll have stuff and provide you with exciting things to eat. And here you guys are.
Yeah, but you haven't done it lately, so we thought we'd turn the tables.
Step it up.
A week and a half ago, mac and cheese,
lead
remember?
By example,
what about
Wendy?
The good times?
Lead by example, yes.
Before we talk about, and I guess most people already know this because kids are home from school, it's Fig Week. So we'll discuss that
with
you.
They thought it was because of the election. Those crazy figs.
It's Fig Week, so we'll certainly discuss that. But I wanted to tell you, I had seen a commercial, and I want to say it's Applebee's. If it's not Applebee's, it's a restaurant that's like Applebee's. Somebody has this thing now where you pay at the table. There's a machine on your table, so you don't even have to talk to the waitress or anything like that. It tells you how much your bill is. You swipe your credit card right there at the table.
This is
and then
not
you're home
so
free.
You
Do
are
they
really
have that in
Mr.
other places?
Techno wizard.
I've never eaten at a restaurant
that
has
show.
This.
I was going to say that is his show.
I don't know about Applebee's. If they're kind of into the new millennium, that's awesome for them. I know at some airports I've been to, they've got it where you can choose. The menu is kind of interactive and lots of pictures of different things, and it just runs you through. Okay, what about a side dish? Okay, what about a drink? And then a lady show. Well, happened to be a lady this time, so they don't have the conveyor
belt
like, the Jetsons, or it doesn't drop down from
it's
the
Rosie
ceiling.
From the Jetsons. Yes. Yes.
But the waitress's role had been limited.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I like to talk to somebody when I go to a restaurant.
That's you.
Some people don't.
Nobody
depends
else
on the person
does.
You're talking to.
I guess.
No, but that is one of the additions that they're making in dining is having this kind of do-it-yourself. It's like a self-checkout at the grocery store. Well, you have the option.
Or like Subway. It's, you order what you want and then you just kind of ring
right.
it up.
And we talked about this too. The Beauty and the Beast restaurant at Walt Disney World is one of those things where you go in and work on a kiosk and then they kind of watch you where you sit and then they whisk the food to you.
Well, think about this. A little bit of the dining experience is kind of left to whether the waitress or the waiter is good or not good.
Sure,
if it's
it
just
is.
Words on a page, sometimes, the guy can come over, the girl can come over and explain it in a really good way. If you can maximize like how cool your stuff is going to seem to the person there, like let's say you push on and it's got, hey, these are from the south of France, and there's a little tiny 5-second video about
and it's
how,
a french fry
right
french fries
right. sprinkled french with delicious bread. Salt from whatever the best sea is,
Caspian,
from the Caspian Sea, and then you're like, wow, it's way better than, hey, do you want fries with that? If they can do that.
But I know that this isn't meant for high-end restaurants, but it just seems so impersonal to me. I love asking.
If Alinea can figure out how to incorporate this,
they
will.
Would do
they
it?
Are cutting edge. They are doing everything they can.
And Applebee's is not,
right.
top of the line.
Of course not. That's what I'm saying. I know it's not for
They're
your
not
fine
getting
eateries.
Michelin stars.
No.
You wonder if let's say Applebee's,
it's not Applebee's, I apologize. It's a restaurant. It's
a
an
restaurant
Applebee's
like
Applebee's.
A Chili's and Applebee's,
one of those.
Whatever those. Is let's
is
say
it
that
Sonic?
No, it's not Sonic.
Let's say they took the political ad model. Right, and then it's like Chili's is terrible.
Right.
Last year alone, there was 4, cases of food poisoning, and then someone found a bug in their food.
Right,
and then all of a sudden the sun comes out, but Applebee's, has kids eat free on Tuesday.
All right,
and is it Chili's? Because somebody says they have it.
It could very well be Chili's.
And you can. Somebody says that they actually had that choice. They had the system for over a year, but he opted for a server.
Yeah.
So you can do either or.
All right. I like if there's
so
still
if you're
a
an introvert, you're fine. You're taken care of. You don't have to deal with anybody.
But don't you sometimes ask a waiter or waitress, like, what do you recommend? Or,
never.
You never do that.
No, I
why
do.
Am I going
to
trust them?
Because they know what's good.
Yeah,
I get indecisive.
In every day.
Like, two things sound really good, and I'm like, I don't know. Just surprise me. I don't care.
I've done that.
Yeah.
When they say everything's good, then you're like, I said, no, that's not possible. Or whenever they say something right away, I think it's just because they got a whole bunch of it in the back.
Oh,
they're trying to get
right. That's why I don't ask them. And who is really going to be honest and say, Don't get the chicken fried steak. It's bad today.
I've had plenty of waiters and waitresses do that
really?
Over the years. Yeah.
I ordered Oysters Rockefeller at a place in Aspen, Colorado.
At a Long John Silver's.
No,
I can't believe
absolutely
that.
Not. I was at a place and they went, oh, okay. And she made eye contact with me and shook her head like, no.
Oh, really?
No.
Like,
and
they're
I went,
watching
I go,
me.
Oh, really? And she goes, no. And I went, okay. So you know what? I've changed my mind about the Oysters Rock. And yeah. I went and wow. I asked her, I said, what else would be? And she, you know, pointed to something.
Did she
else.
Mouth the words help me at some point?
No, but I was very appreciative that I did not have food poisoning.
But you know, well,
I give the credit to
that
her.
That is a good thing.
Shouldn't she tell the manager that there's something wrong with
but
it?
But don't you get more credibility out of a waiter or waitress when you say, what do you think of this? And they go, eh, you know, we sell them, but it's not. It's not
I
something.
Love it when they say it's not my favorite.
Right. Because then you know but, they're being
but,
honest.
And sometimes they go, well, I don't like tartar sauce or right. whatever the reason. And then I go, okay, well, I do. So maybe I would like it. I don't
right.
know. But well, I at least get opinion from somebody on the front lines.
Maybe they have to do the wink or the nod or the scared look if they're wearing a shock collar.
Or maybe that's it.
Right. Or the Joan Rivers, I'm going to stick my finger down my throat.
Yeah, I've seen that. Sure, of course. All right, more with Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD. It's hard to believe it's Fig Week already. I can't, where
it's
does the time
right
go?
It snuck right up on us,
last
right after
year,
Halloween.
It's always the
beginning. Well, the hotels are full.
Right. That's always an indication.
And Flavor HD, today's segment, sponsored by Jewel Osco. Fresh, flavorful, and totally local. We're talking about none other than your neighborhood Jewel Osco. And with 185 locations to serve you, you'll find a full complement of fresh flavors at stores all around the Chicago area. Whether you're on the near north, far south side, or way out in the western suburbs, you'll find Jewel Osco stores ready to serve you with red carpet service, red alert prices, and over 16 signature selections, including highly rated fried chicken, one of my favorites, yogurt parfaits, chocolate chip cookies, and other one-of-a-kind delights. With the hustle bustle of the holidays fast approaching, Jewel Osco is happy to help you ease into the season. Enjoy the festivities with everything from fresh-cut fruit platters and party trays to floral arrangements, custom-made cakes, and more, much more. Look in-store for their entertaining guide or ask a service deli associate for help in making your seasonal soiree a huge success. So celebrate the season with a Chicagoland institution, your neighborhood Jewel Osco, keeping it fresh, keeping it real. Why? I love my Jewel Osco.
Yep.
I was there last night, and I am collecting the stamps for the Cuisinart cookware.
And I just want to say the jewels.
Too. Yes.
The jewels.
The jewels. The jewels.
It is, I don't have to tell everybody, I guess it's common knowledge, it's Fig Week, the beginning of the holiday season.
Sure. You I mean, the ads have been incessant.
More this year than ever.
Yeah.
You can't really escape them, you know, unless you're just looking for the political ads. But, you know, the fig is ancient and mysterious, but also delicious. I want to say they don't get enough PR, but here we are, you know, talking about them in the middle of Fig Week. So I think that they have.
They're spending more money on their PR this year.
They have,
and that's why
they
we're
have arrived,
about
right.
My grandfather had 4 fig trees in the backyard.
Lucky.
In Illinois, mm-hmm. in Brookfield, and actually had fruit. And they were great. He was
edible
born...
fruit. You guys could eat the figs right off the tree.
Mm. Yeah.
It was fantastic. Good. I don't like
and
Fig Newtons, but I like fresh
thing.
Figs.
I think most people's exposure to figs is in the Newton or the Newton-esque form. And that, I think, maybe stymies the love of the fig.
Wendy's grandfather would use the leaves as his Halloween costume every year.
Kind of going ancient.
Yes. That was not for air.
Not for air. I would not say that on air, but he did for many years.
No, but what a luxury, though, for you to have taste that most people
we
have
didn't
not...
get many, but, you know.
Most people are used
six?
To them just...
You get 6 figs a year, yes.
Just dried or Newtoned, or Newtonized, as
Newtonized,
Hannah kind of alluded to. But people don't usually get a chance to taste them fresh, so that's really cool.
I also have a tip, and we serve this over the holidays. You get fig preserves. You can get it at your local Jewel Osco. That's where I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
And you put it over brie cheese on a cracker, and it is fantastic.
Because the brie is so creamy, and then the fig is the crunch,
and a little tart. It's really good. There's your quick little hors d'oeuvre tip.
So the flavor, for people who have not been lucky enough, is similar to what? What would you compare it to fairly?
A fig?
It's like a fig, I guess.
That's the thing, is it's really a challenge to describe.
Kind of a figgy taste.
Is it not...
That was the
me.
Figs being annoyed that they're.
We put electrical chair devices on both of your seats.
Well,
so.
And I appreciate that. It keeps me off the Shake Shack. Yeah. But
can I say it's maybe a little bit of a plum meets an apricot?
apricot's good because you're getting the sweetness to it. But there's
prune. I would say even
there is that texture. There's that bite to it of a prune. It's kind of like describing an eggplant, where you go.
It doesn't taste like anything definitive.
And the texture is just like an eggplant. It's
it looks like an eggplant on the inside too. When you cut a fig open, there are like little seedy type things in there.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct.
You can eat the seeds.
Yeah, but
it looks almost That's weird.
So you think of it as, on one side, as just something that we enjoy or eat in different forms, kind of an indulgence, but it's actually got amazing health properties, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I would be remiss if I didn't mention
that. What are some of the health properties?
don't be remiss, for goodness sakes.
I don't want to be remiss.
Not a fig week. What's right, wrong with you?
Well, sources say, from allaboutfigs.com, that it'll lower your blood pressure.
Is that right?
Yep, absolutely. Dietary fiber, it's a good source of that. Fig leaves are anti-diabetic, so they'll lower the amount of insulin that you need.
Even when worn.
Inhibits cancer. It helps with heart disease. And even helps prevent macular degeneration.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's your one-stop shop, so this is great.
That is. How many figs would you have to eat, though, for it to be that beneficial?
182. Well,
28 million pounds is available every year out of California.
Yeah.
So as long as you stay under there.
I want a fig now so badly.
They're absolutely fantastic, and I think now is the time because they are in season from June until early fall. This is exactly when you want to go get yourself some figs.
The inside of one, Wendy just showed me a book that she's written on figs. The inside of them look like similar to
Figs
a,
in My Backyard by Wendy Smith.
Good Night Fig. She used to read it to the boys when they were young.
Figs in a blanket, yes.
It looks pomegranate-y, doesn't it, the inside?
Yeah, but it's soft.
And it's tinier.
Oh, it is.
A pomegranate is pretty girthy, more like a, you know, a 16-inch softball maybe. But 12-inch, sure, whatever, if you're not in the city, 12-inch pomegranate would be fine. But the fig is garlic clove-esque.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. But it's soft. It's not hard like that.
No, because it has the apricot-type texture inside.
Here's another thing. I don't know that this is a health benefit, but it would be if it worked. There is a rumor,
yes,
and some believe that it can help one quit smoking.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Oz.
Because you spend all that time trying to figure out how to open and eat them that you've got you have no other time.
You just
time
said figure out. You just did a fig pun.
Oh, that was great.
I worked on that all morning. I appreciate you getting that.
I think because my only experience with them has been Fig Newtons, which I find incredibly unpleasant.
They're not good,
Bill. They're just not good. They're not.
But that's the worst fig I've ever tasted. Although now that I'm looking at pictures of figs, it looks very much like part of
it does.
Oh,
the
male
anatomy.
Don't.
Yes, it does.
It totally looks like Jimmy Mack's ear. You are absolutely right. That resembles his ear.
Jimmy Macular Degeneration.
Fig Newtons back in 1892, back before food needed to taste good, right? And then going all the way back, the first Olympics, guess what the winners got? They didn't get medals.
They
got
a fig?
Figs. They got figs.
Oh,
figs.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, nice
That's
figs.
So there is, in keeping with the fact that we only have 4 weeks until Thanksgiving,
right?
I have given Kevin a recipe that I have tried and loved. Aaron McCargo Jr., who's been a guest on Flavor HD before, chef, he has a white bean and grilled fig salad.
All right, that sounds interesting.
You
what
can
is that?
Make it, well, it, as the name would allude,
white bean and
oh,
fig.
It is. I would not have guessed that.
Yeah, and but what is great about it is I've made it before throughout the seasons. So it's great in the winter. It's good in the summer. It's nice and light, but you can make it the day before.
Oh,
so
it'd
be a really good thing for like the day before, the day after, or even as on your Thanksgiving table.
All right.
Bring the figs to the party.
Please.
And go to Jewel and buy those fig preserves. It's by the chef kitchen area, and it's a little glass jar with a little piece of something over the lid. It looks very pretty, and then you put it on brie crackers. It's not it's a paper wrapper, but it almost looks like a piece of fabric on top.
Okay.
It's very pretty.
Saran? No.
It's like a Little House on the Prairie kind of thing.
Yeah, it is.
Like the way Smucker's makes you think that it has.
Right.
Okay.
And just put it on brie cheese on a cracker, and that's also a lovely
that
little.
That would be so good.
Oh.
And and seems to be pretty quick and easy.
Soup, that's how I roll.
Nothing wrong with that. Also, I know you're not an eggnog fan.
No, I love eggnog.
Oh, you do?
I hate eggnog.
Wendy, you're not the eggnog fan.
You get Wendy and I confused all the time.
I can't tell who's who.
It's the Bill Laughanhanis
it's
family
made an
show.
Early
neither one of us have figs.
It's made such an early appearance this year. It's been in stores for a week already.
Everywhere.
Eggnog?
It is.
Yeah,
yes.
Usually you've got to wait till Thanksgiving.
Eggnog
what happened?
Eggnog is the pumpkin of Christmas. Because
is the eggnog crop fetched early this year for some reason?
It came in a little early.
It was a good growing season because it wasn't super wet. Yeah. But what it is they've realized that they can monetize this for a longer amount of time. So they start hitting eggnog on the shelves like Halloween and earlier.
It was
even
a couple of days before Halloween that I saw a couple of companies already had it out.
I mean, honestly, I know people who have already decorated for Christmas.
No way.
Legitimately.
In a house or a business?
I know two different people who I can confirm with pictures
that
they have already decorated for Christmas.
Are so you this one of is them?
No. Absolutely not. The Christmas tree goes up.
She's already got Easter
Thanksgiving
going.
Night. Yeah, no. But this is something that they've realized they can market and have it out there. And it'll continue through New Year's Eve, too.
Well, challenge accepted, too, because one of the things that we love to do is open the door for Wendy to experience and embrace new food things. She says she doesn't like eggnog. Bill Samuels Jr., the one of the founders of Maker's Mark, makes one that's got, I don't know, a couple gallons of Maker's Mark in it. And I have a feeling that
that
Wendy
might win you over.
That. I would like that drink without the eggnog, just Maker's Mark.
But it's not. The thing is,
Christian Brothers, I think, is the company that makes that. Don't
it
they?
Doesn't
Seriously?
Have eggnog in it. It's the Maker's Mark, and then you add the items to it,
and
it
you
becomes
make egg,
eggnog.
You make egg fresh.
So it's a cocktail.
I'll try
you might like
he
that.
Gave
that
us
sounds
the family recipe. He makes this by the gallon for their events.
It's just like glug, 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 Maker's Mark, Maker's Mark, and then some
and
eggs.
Then, oh, here's an egg.
And a pitcher of sugar. And then,
we will at some point
try that. That's
we'll
like
bite
a,
the bullet. And
I'll
make
give it
this
a whirl.
For you. But yeah, I love me some eggnog and eggnog coffee creamer and eggnog pie.
Mm-hmm. That's what
Yum.
I make.
I know
That's
it's so good.
Treat.
Have you ever had eggnog eggs?
No, oh. I don't think they make those. I'm pretty sure they don't.
They
make
They can't
those.
Get the Maker's Mark into the eggshell.
Not yet.
It causes a
the
whole bunch of
The lasers are working
issues.
On it.
If they could
if
put
only
chips
we
in a
had,
bottle.
I was going to say, if we just had the drunk chickens, it might end up that way, but we don't.
Chips in a bottle, that's my favorite Jim Croce song.
So sad.
It is.
So sad.
Welcome to Jewel Osco. They have sponsored Flavor
Thank
HD
you.
This
Thanks,
week.
Hannah and
Dane. Thank you to the Jewels.
Appreciate it.
Yes.
More after the news. It's us, Bill and Wendy, WGN.